I think morale's pretty good. We have an excellent workforce. People come to work every day to make sure they deliver America's mail, and everyone knows that the volume's dropped off right now, and to your point, ties in directly with the economy, but people know America depends on us.
And Mr. Donahoe, of the 150,000 that are being offered possible early retirement, it seems like one group that you really can't reduce the ranks too much of is the letter carriers themselves, because even if there's much lower mail volume, they still have to go on their routes to get to every spot.
Yes, Tom, that's one of the issues that we do face in the organization. We have had a drop off in volume this year, as I said, tied to the economy. And one of the problems that we have is taking out the fixed cost around delivering the mail every day. And you're exactly right. An average letter carrier is on the street every day for about 6 hours a day, delivering about 600 addresses. So they've got to go to those houses, whether they've got one piece of mail or five pieces of mail.
All right. So we're offering early retirements of up to $150,000 for workers, I suppose, that are of a certain age that are able to get out or maybe close to the retirement cycle that they want to be at. So last time this was offered, people really didn't take advantage of it. Do you think that will change this time?
We had about 7,000 people take advantage of it the last time. We had the voluntary early retirement offered in the fall. And we think we'll probably see similar numbers. Besides the number of people that can take the voluntary retirement, we have about 120,000 additional employees who are already eligible for retirement. So we think over the course of this year, from an attrition standpoint, people leaving and not replacing them, we'll probably have about 35 to 40,000 people leave.
And when you look at the downturn in mail volume, do you have a sense of how much of it is related to the economy right now, which is terrible, but how much is systemic or long-term volume you might never get back, you know, like the letters because of email, that kind of thing?
Yeah, just to put it in perspective, Tom, in 2006, we delivered 213 billion pieces of mail. This year, we think that we'll be delivering about 180, so it's a substantial drop-off. And a lot of that is tied into advertising, of course, tied into the economy. Some of our biggest advertisers are banks, automobile companies, homes. So as those industries have suffered, we have too. From a systemic or a structural perspective, we have seen some volume moving from the Postal Service to electronics, especially bill payments, over the course of the last few years. And it's a fairly steady process. As new bill payers come into the economy, they tend to pay online. So we have seen some drop in volume that way, too.
We're talking this morning to Deputy Postmaster General Pat Donahoe. And he's talking this morning about some of the changes that the Postal Service will have to endure in order to survive. All right, so just tell us what the Postal Service might look like in, say, the year 2011. Are we going to see five-day-a-week mail delivery? Is that something that you're considering, and does it look possible?
2011, that's interesting. That's not too terribly far off.
No.
We have to consider that. To Tom's point about the fixed cost, that's definitely an issue. Our expectations are that with the economy bouncing back, we will have a bounce back of a certain portion of that volume. Because again, we are so tied into the American economy. We expect the advertising to come back and in those industries and expect to see some mail volume come back. We do have to take a look forward again at the demand on postal services, and the other question that comes up is should the postal service be considered from an economic entity or a government entity? And when you look at from a government perspective, do you need to have mail delivery 5 days a week, or do you need to have it 6 days a week? And those are a lot of the decisions that have to be made between Congress, our Board of Governors, the industry in general.
So there's no answer to that question yet?
Not exactly. We're exploring all options at this point.
And I was wondering if, you know, we've been reading about the downturn in the newspaper business with newspapers starting to wink out, or at least not having print editions. And those have been a big delivery system for a lot of these advertising flyers. You know, the electronic stores have put those colored little magazines in. Do you think that that could be a source of maybe increased volume for the mail for the postal service once, if more newspapers go away?
Yes, historically, Tom, the newspaper industry and the postal service have been pretty big competitors in that market. Advertisement shoppers that you get weekly from your local grocery stores. We've seen an increase in that volume over the years. As a matter of fact, to a large extent, the newspapers have put together mailing packages that where they know if you actually don't receive a newspaper at your house, they'll put something in the mail with those inserts for delivery on a weekly basis.
So you're still optimistic about the Postal Service, and you think that the retirements will replace some of the jobs that people will be losing at the district offices, and that there will be some movement, you know, around and people reshuffling more or less, and that people will end up with jobs that want them?
Well, first of all, let me just say I am very optimistic about the Postal Service. We are an integral part of the U.S. government, an integral part of the U.S. economy, and we still deliver, present bills to people's houses, and the majority of Americans pay their bills through the mail. We're a very important part of the economy from an advertising standpoint. So I think, and we in general think, as the economy comes back, we will come back. The looking ahead from a retirement perspective, you're always looking to cut costs, to position yourself strongly as this volume comes back. So our people have done a great job from a productivity standpoint in Postal Service. We had on the rolls in 2000, 800,000 employees. Today we have 646,000, and that's delivering 10 million addresses daily, every day, more than we did back in 2000. So it'll position us strong. We'll be very productive going forward when that volume comes back.
So do you think there will be a job exchange? In other words, people who are retiring, those jobs will be absorbed by people who might have lost them otherwise?
We'll absorb the jobs. We, of course, even as we've had a downturn financially, we've continued to invest in technology, automated sorting equipment for our mail, and as we come out of this downturn in the volume, we'll employ some of that automation to pick up some of the jobs that have been lost.
Well, Mr. Donahoe, this is a very difficult time, Mr. Donahoe, and we want to thank you and everyone at the Postal Service for their long and dedicated service. I know that postal employees, there was just one last week that went into a burning home and rescued someone that might not have even been recognized otherwise.
We have people across this country that do that on a daily and a weekly basis. We have a tremendous workforce, very proud workforce, love to serve America.
And we appreciate that. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jane. Thanks, Tom.